This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, thank you all for being here so much, and thank you for sharing this show. I mean, this show doesn't get, well, doesn't share itself, in other words. I'd like to say it does, but no, we're not Autobots or anything like that. This, it takes your efforts. If you are moved, if you are uplifted, if you learn some things that you think can help others, because as it's helped you, please do share the show. RobertScottBell.com/listen for the live show when we're on the air. Also, a chat room that is open technically 24/7, but obviously more active while we are on the air. And we got a great community out there. Some of you are watching us on social media. And on Mondays, we do a simulcast on our second hour with Brighteon.tv. And on Sundays, we do a live pre-record technically, because they don't give us a board op at GCN. But our syndicated radio show goes out on Sundays. So 6 days a week, you can get empowerment and health and healing, and hopefully you are moved to strengthen your resolve to live a wonderful life and inspire others to do the same or better. Now, Morley was talking about yesterday being a little bit stressful, for the most part, without Super Don, because he was prepping for today with his wife going in for a procedure, and again, she's in recovery now. I don't have any more information on that, but thank goodness that's a great sign. Last night, it's like, maybe I should have taken extra magnesium, as Morley said, because I didn't sleep well last night. I was a little headachy all night, and I got up. I was like, oh, man, I don't feel good. So I did some things that I do to get well in a hurry, and I still went to go work out. But it took me like 11 rounds to warm up. You know, I was like, I'm just going to go slowly into this thing. But you know what it is? Sometimes you can feel like there's a time when you need to rest, okay? And that's true. There's an honoring of a process of healing. But it didn't feel to me like I was going into what somebody would call, oh, an infection, or my sinuses were fine. I just was headachy, which it always indicates to me liver congestion and stress impacting liver. And yesterday was stressful. Without Super D, we had Mickey Willis on. And it's like, I'm not going to say that everything could go wrong did, because it was only half of the stuff that went wrong. We had a great visual image of him, but the audio links didn't work, so I had to hold my phone up, which I don't even like holding my phone that long, and so you could sort of hear what Mickey said. He was terrific, you know, the guy that did Plandemic, and now it's 1 and 2, and he's working on the third one. And it might be that I'm in the third one. I don't know. I might end up on the cutting room floor, but they interviewed me for it when we were at the Truth About Cancer live event. But so this morning I did the things that I know to do to hydrate. I did some more Cardio Miracle in the morning and other things. And I forced myself. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make it. I'm going to go to work out. I'm going to get started. But it's going to be a slow start. You start with the jump rope. I'm like, oh, my head hurts. I don't want to be here, but I'm going to do it. And continue to work through it. By about round 7, I started picking it up. By the 11th round, I'm doing some sparring. And I'm like, oh, I'm back all the way. But I wanted to tell you a story briefly. I mentioned my new friend Adam, who's at the gym, and I had introduced him to the Cardio Miracle. He's like, you know, people watch me there as the old guy, the resident old guy at the gym, and they're like, dude, how are you so fit? Like, well, first of all, I eat organically, and I have for a long time, and detoxify my body, but there are certain key minerals and things I talk about, and one of the things that has helped me with oxygen delivery to make it easier when I'm working my heart hard for the, you know, the workouts, to deliver the oxygen, everything that needs to happen with little or no resistance, and that's nitric oxide production. So it's like, what is this Cardio Miracle then you're talking about? I want that. and he got it. And as I said, this guy is nice guy. I don't know. I think he's my age. I'm going to show you a picture of him from a distance on my phone just in a moment. But he got this cardiac miracle. Now, what I was witnessing with him is that, you know, you wear a monitor that tells you your heart rate through the workout, so you can monitor your how you're doing. And it has a screen there, and on the screen it'll show you from a gray zone to a blue zone to a green to a yellow to a red. The red is like, whoa, that's a little intense. You might want to back off a little bit. And the ideal is the yellow zone. You're pushing your body. You're earning a lot of what they call pulse points. But he was in the red and a little bit of the yellow when I first met him. Always in the red, a little bit in the yellow. A week after he started Cardio Miracle, it reversed. He was almost always in the yellow, a little bit in the red. Now, this last week, I got very annoyed when I learned this. There's a guy named Adam that won the challenge of the week. I was in the lead. I thought I was going to win the challenge of the week. And a guy named Adam. I was like, that can't be the Adam that I know. Is it the Adam I know? It's like, so I asked the trainers, yeah, that's Adam. I'm like, dude, that's a cardio miracle. He won the challenge of the week last week, and he's wearing the belt. I'm just going to hold this up to the screen so you can see, sort of see. There he is. There's me with Adam. He's a little shorter than me, a little heavier, but again, it's just acknowledgement of where he's at. And he won the challenge of the week. He beat me by like seven reps or something. And all he's done different is the cardio miracle. I got to say, I can't make that up. That's a real thing that happened. So if y'all haven't checked it out and you want to up your fitness game, that's one thing. There's a lot of reasons to do it, but I just wanted to share that. Cardio Miracle, when you go to cardiomiracle.com, the code RSB gets you 15% off and more. So with that, making my heart happy, lift me up, let's talk spirit. Let's be in the flow. And I met this guy when I was up in Wisconsin on tour before the Health Freedom Expo, my buddy Kevin. He said, hey, you got to meet my pastor, Pastor Steve. He's a cool guy. He's not into masking. He's into freedom. I'm like, you know, he's not one of those cowardly pastors that are telling everybody to get a shot. Oh, no, not my Pastor Steve. And I met this guy, and he's like a kid. He's so young. And he's got a great, great energy about him. I appreciate him. It was so nice. We shared a breakfast brunch at Kevin's place. And Pastor Steve German, and by the way, do you speak Deutsch with that last name?
English only, unfortunately.
Good. All right. We're together on that for the most part. With a last name like German, I'm like, is he going to speak German or English? He spoke English to me before.
Nine.
Yes. There you go. Anyway, Pastor Steve, good to see you, buddy. And really enjoyed meeting you and your wife and everybody. And, you know, Kevin was just raving about you, glowing about you. He's like, oh, man, he's so amazing. We get to go to church. We really, the spirit is flowing. It's not fear-based. Everyone's welcome. You know, you're focused on youth as well and kids and connecting them to the spirit. And you're not shutting down when Dane County out there in Madison, Wisconsin says, everybody must be masked. You must social distance. And don't you dare sing. So tell me, what is it about you compared to loads of other pastors that have bought, like, or drunk the pharmaceutical Kool-Aid instead of talking about the spirit? They're saying, get a shot.
Well, it's frightening. It's unfortunate. It's scary. It's sad to see how many pastors are being utterly unfaithful to their call to ministry completely. And really, the thing that, if you want to say it, something that makes me or the others like me different is we're just doing what we're called to do and what we've always been called to do and always do, no matter the circumstance. And that's what's so funny about me, because you have so many people on your show, like Kevin, who's been on your show and is a friend of the show and the one who introduced me to you, who are going out there and are using their God-given talents and gifts and inspiration to do amazing things, and they are heroes. You are a hero just among us doing what you do every day. Meanwhile, I'm just putting one foot on before the other and just doing what I always was called to do and what I'm supposed to do in my ministry and my role to preach the Word of God, to give hope to people, to give truth to people. And it's seen as such a radical and a subversive thing in this day and age, especially in the county that I live in, just to have church, to have people smile to one another, to shake hands, to hug, to worship with one another. And what a low bar that is to step over. So I don't want to, you know, wear out my arm by patting myself on the back when really that's the bare minimum of being faithful to what I'm called to.
Yeah. I love that. Pastor Steve, also, my perspective on healing is my job as a healer, if you want to call me a doctor, I don't care. I think the word doctor is misused and abused because it's supposed to mean teacher and healer, and it's become the third leading cause of death in the West to be a doctor, an allopathic doctor.
Yes.
And my belief about healing, whether you're an allopathic doctor or any kind of doctor, is your job is, as I perceive my job is, to connect people to the source of all healing. And I believe that's God or spirit.
Amen.
And I think that's why, you know, pastors Amen. That are doing what you're doing are healers too.
Well, and that's the thing is, if someone loses their focus as to why they're in ministry, and they lose the focus that they are to be an under-shepherd of the Lord, to lead people in closer connection to Him, then of course they're going to delve into nonsense. If they're just relying on human wisdom and, you know, man's authority on things like COVID-19 and how to handle that pandemic and everything like that, it's going to lead them into nonsense, which that's what we've seen. There are still churches, plenty of the biggest ones in our county that are not meeting at all. Some of them have separate services for those with a vaccination card versus those that don't. As most of them are masked up and many of them are social distancing in their church. And how are you connecting people to God when you're having them being isolated from those in their midst who bear the image of God right around them? So I can't think of a better way to remove people from a sense of connection with their Creator than to remove people from a connection with one another. I mean, that's the two commandments that we're given in the Scripture. The two greatest commandments are to love God and love one another. And we express our love for God with our love for one another. So what better way to destroy that, or worse way, I should say, than to say, no, we're going to cover your face that bears the image of God. We're going to say that you can't touch each other, you can't hug, you can't shake hands, and we're going to, in the case of some churches, particularly odiously, we're going to say that if you have not taken an experimental poison, then we're going to say you can't come to the church service with everybody else who has, and they're segregating people along those lines. So again, you know, I'd like to say that, if anything, I just know that the Lord has called me to Dane County. I moved here from the state of Wyoming, as you know, and we moved.
I don't know what you were thinking, quite honestly. You
were in
freedom,
right?
And then you went to a liberal enclave that is so frightened of itself that it's telling everybody they must divide and be conquered.
Right. Right, absolutely. But that's why I see it so clearly as such a time as this, you know, and people were even saying back out in Wyoming, they're like, are you crazy? You know, so Dane County's reputation precedes itself, even out west, even to where you are in Utah. People are aware, but it's become so abundantly clear to me that there was such a need for boldness and for light and truth and love to a place that is so enslaved in their thinking, to especially right now.
You know, it's like you went into the sea of lepers in Madison to help minister to their needs, and they don't even know that they need it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they could help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And kudos to you, and God bless you for doing that, because it's easy to say, you know what, I'm out of here. And I also respect those people that have said, for the purposes of raising their children in a better environment, but those who are there to find people who align in the spirit and really uplift one another in the presence and overcome or conquer the fear. I hesitate to use the word conquering because it's all warfare now. Everybody thinks we have to be at war, but the idea is that when you don't live in fear, when you live in love, it's not a war, it just dissipates. The fear is, it's not even you have to do to battle. It's like, you're not giving it any energy. And I'm just,
absolutely.
I'm not a biblical expert, but I mean, I'm just thinking, I don't recall anything from the Torah even where it said, you must, cover your face, divide, and be afraid of one another.
Absolutely. Well, the funny thing is, when you use the analogy of a sea of lepers, according to our county health officials, I am the one, as the unvaccinated, who would have to walk around the street saying, unclean, unclean. So to the county health officials in Madison, I am the leper. But you're exactly right in the sense that although this is a spiritual war that is being waged here, as are so many facets in ways that we're fighting, really the best way, we are not giving this any specific energy or vitriol. It's just, as we read in the scriptures, the Lord did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of sound mind. And so all we're doing is walking in love and in the power of the Lord and in sound mind and discernment to see things as they actually are, not the ways that public health officials, whether in Madison or Anthony Fauci or anybody wants us to believe they are. We're not living in fear. We're just being faithful. And just like myself, putting our shoes on one foot at a time and walking out and living our lives. And it's so liberating. And, you know, you mentioned freedom earlier. There's such a message of freedom just that begins with the individual in their own mind when they overcome that fear and they walk in faith and they walk in light that enables them to do so many things in life that so many people right now are paralyzed in. But that's a winning message that, you know, we want to get across and reflect to a lot of people, because right now, like I said, for such a time as this, there's such a fertile field out there of so many people, whether you want to call it the leper colony or what, of people who don't even realize the mass psychosis that they're under, the fear that they're under, how crippling it is. And then when they see someone that shares light with them, someone who they see their smile or energy, and they say, hey, something's different about that. This person isn't living in constant fear when any new Greek alphabet letter comes out of some variant from Fauci or whoever. They're just living in love, and they have so much hope about them, and that gives us an opportunity to really share the light of truth to them.
Yeah, how do we uplift one another? It isn't so much our words, although words can be powerful, I recognize that, but people will observe you and say, is that person living what he's talking about? Or did he run and get a jab and he's wearing a mask everywhere, right? And then you go, well, he's speaking one thing and doing something else. That's, I think, hypocrisy is the term. And there's so many people that live in hypocrisy. And I don't condemn them. I mean, I'm sure I have in my time as well. And I try to always, when I talk about things here, whether it comes to health or healing or living right, I actually want to do what I'm saying because I would feel rotten on the inside telling you to do something that I'm not willing to do or I'm not actively doing myself. And that's why I mean trying to be a living example for others as a healer, as a teacher, you as a pastor. Do you live the words that you speak and preach? And I think that's something I sense from you, the living example of that love, that acceptance, and the joy of life, and the what I would call the celebration of life. And and you know, it doesn't happen just once a week if you go to church, right? We're trying to take what we may be learning in a house of worship to bring out into every aspect of life itself, because it's all God's house, really, creation.
Amen.
And I think we do so much disintegration of life that we go, well, this is my spiritual life, and this is my work life, and then it's like, wait a second. How do you divorce yourself from spirit at any moment? Does that seem a little crazy? If you were created of spirit, you're going, well, yeah, but that's over here. All this, what is all the other stuff rooted in then? Just a question.
Yeah, well, I think that what you're saying is so true, and that people like to live a truncated life in no matter what facet of their life is, where an overriding principle or maxims that guide their life, really they want it just to touch certain areas of their life. So whether someone says, I believe in God and I believe in freedom and I believe in, you know, that the Creator has endowed me with these freedoms, they oftentimes people like to make Christ the Lord of their life just on Sunday morning and not live it out elsewhere. And I think hypocrisy is just part of the human condition. You know, everyone at one point or another is a hypocrite, myself included. As you mentioned, all of us are. No, in that what we profess with our mouth and what we say we believe doesn't always add up to our actions. The difference, though, is that those who are discerning, those who are filled with the Spirit, are convicted of those areas in which they are hypocritical and they seek to rectify.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You USA News Update. Traveling anywhere on Christmas Day is still a problem. FlightAware reports more than 1,300 flights were canceled across the country today, stranding last-minute holiday travelers. Smoke fills the cabin of a JetBlue flight, sending passengers into a frenzy.
The FAA says over 130 people were evacuated from the aircraft at JFK International Airport in Queens on Christmas Eve after a laptop overheated and started smoking. A passenger says the captain put out the fire. Some passengers slid down the emergency chute to escape. Several were treated for minor injuries.
That's Jeremy Scott reporting. It's Christmas at the White House. President Biden and family attended an evening mass followed by their traditional Christmas Eve Italian dinner. He took to Twitter yesterday to say he hopes that everything that divides us fades away this holiday weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Even the word repentance in the Greek in the New Testament, it connotates this 180 turn, this 180 shift. And so when it comes to being a living example, that's one of those things where, like I said, all of us are prone to areas in which we are hypocritical, but we're daily seeking. I am daily seeking areas in which, okay, I profess that I believe that my health, my life, my freedom, all of this comes from my Creator, and I don't need to live in fear. How can I model that, not just in how I live personally, although that's where it starts, but also how can I walk as an example to others around me so they can see, yeah, what he says, he actually believes. And an interesting illustration of this is the churches that profess that they believe these things. Our God is so great and powerful and life comes from him and everything. And they're singing hymns like a mighty fortress is our God from beneath a muzzling of a face mask, 6 feet apart, everyone else in the church. Now, what kind of picture does that present? What it presents to me is you don't actually believe those words. And if you don't believe those words, then why should anybody else listen to you? What of value is there to learn from someone who is not transformed by the very words that they profess? So it certainly starts there, but then for me it goes beyond. Thankfully, and I would give another shout out to Kevin, not only has he connected me to you, but he's also connected me to opportunities and people all around my new home state of Wisconsin to really speak out and speak boldly, because I don't necessarily think that it's everybody's giftedness or everybody's role or where the Lord has placed them in their lives to necessarily have to go out and speak forth. But I know that that's something that I have the capacity to do. Mm-hmm. And so we've had the opportunity. Not only have I gotten the chance to go alongside another fellow believer in the Lord, Dr. David King, who's running for lieutenant governor here in Wisconsin, but even speaking to Dane County Board of Supervisors, people like that, and sharing the truth about what's going on here, about the mandates, speaking against those kind of things. And I think that when you're talking about example, there's a lot of things that happen there beyond just the effect that we're seeking, which the effect that we're seeking is to get rid of these capricious, lawless mandates. But other people see that, and they see, number one, that they're not alone. People of sound mind and of discernment who are filled with the Spirit glean encouragement from seeing other people speak out in places of people of influence and say, hey, you know what? I'm not alone. I'm going to stay the course. But also, they see an example of people living without fear who are willing to speak truth to those who are in power. And I mean, you know, Kevin, you know that he does not have fear when he speaks in front of people of influence. And it's so important to do that, not only even if no change immediately comes from those who are wielding a supposed power that they think they have. Mm-hmm. Other people see that as an example of boldness and courage in the face of what we could call oppression. And it galvanizes people of like mind. And it also just teaches them, it instructs them that I don't have to live in fear. People are standing behind me and before me. People are speaking out on my behalf. And really, that's my job. My job with the people in my congregation is to uphold the conscience in which they worship Almighty God. And so that goes all the way. You know, this was a battle that I never thought I'd have to be fighting with a vaccine mandate and mask mandates 2 years ago. That never could have possibly entered my imagination. But as it is right now, people's conscience before an Almighty God, that is something that I have a stewardship to uphold and protect. So for all the people out there that are attending a house of worship whose clergy or pastors or leadership is unwilling to do that, I would ask them to ask themselves, if those people can't stand behind you and for you in a time like this, then what makes you think that they would stand for you and behind you in times of any distress or persecution? I mean, this is such a clear-cut, easy, low bar to step over, to say, no, we're not. We will stand with our people so they don't have to take something that they don't want to put in their bodies. Or we will stand with our people that we're not going to muzzle our faces. That's so simple and easy. So I would encourage those people, if they're in a place that, you know, is not standing up for their rights and their freedom, then what are you doing there? Mm-hmm. And if you're supporting them with your attendance or your money or your time or your service, then you're supporting, in effect, indirectly, that level of cowardice.
I would say a fear-based ministry, if there is such a thing. And I think that's like Fauciism. And also, you know, long before there was this issue, I called out to people of faith their misplaced faith in the medical establishment, for instance. If we go back to the origin of the word pharmacy, pharmaceutical, pharmakia, we learn about sorcery. And yet, even though they are known and acknowledged to be the third leading cause of death, many people at the pulpit warn people against things like homeopathy and herbs. I'm thinking all of the plants of creation that are written about even in the Bible. And you guys are going, no, 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 the only thing you need to do is go to a doctor and get an experimental injection to alter your DNA. Excuse me?
Right.
Like God made a mistake and man can correct that? Excuse me. Now, when we first met, I knew you were not a man of fear because you spoke with me and David King, the other pastor, is running for lieutenant governor there in Wisconsin, at a bar. We were at a bar. What was the little city we were in when we spoke?
Oconomowoc.
Oconomowoc. It took me a while to say that. That's right.
Yeah.
And
Exactly. And
you know, it's funny that when Kevin and I walked in there, the first thing we did, we met a bartender who wasn't like the owner or anything. He was like, he didn't even know, hardly knew that the event was going to happen. And he was like, man, he couldn't stand all the lack of freedom, all the oppression. It's like, and there was an alignment there in terms of the message, even though, you know, I don't typically hang out in bars anymore. That was a long time ago. And even then, it was all smoky back in the day when people were smoking everywhere, right? But it was really quite an environment that it was transformed into, including kids were there, including Kevin's children and others. And it was just a great, great event. And to see you and David, I'm like, I got to follow two pastor people. I don't know what I'm going to do there. And yet we got a great message out of empowerment, I think. And Kev spoke as well. And it was quite, quite amazing. And you know, we talk about, I guess, very controversial things, some of which I do want to talk to you about in just a moment, about Christmas, the spirit of Christmas, the traditions of it that may not be the spirit. You know, I just want to have an honest discussion about that, your perspectives on it as well. But the real vision or experience I've had in this lifetime is that this body is a temple. It's a gift of life. I inhabit it while I'm here. It's a gift of life. And what I do with it is my choice. Now, when I'm a kid, of course, your parents choose for you a lot of those things. And I don't blame them for what they didn't know because I was raised pharmaceutically, had medical people, pharmacy people in my family. And I was very ill because of it. And I look back at my journey and I say, that stuff didn't happen to me. It happened for me. I didn't know it at the time, but it was the ultimate way to learn the lessons I needed to learn so that I could help myself and then others to do even greater things when it comes to healing and empowerment, to see through these things. And it concerns me still to almost no end that the people of faith, these preachers, whether they be rabbis or whatever, have fallen in line with a false teaching. And I speak this way because I know this can offend people, but here in this audience, at least, I think we can understand the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Modern medicine is largely a false teaching outside of the emergency trauma intervention that they can provide, that they do really good work with. If you get hit by a bus, they can put you back together again, and that's fine. There's a place for it.
Sure.
But it's not every place is the point. Yeah. And we've turned our bodies over and abandoned the spirit and the gifts of creation, the healing substances of nature, like, for instance, the plant known as cannabis. Like, oh my gosh, you're one of those heathens. You believe in cannabis. I'm like, I thought it was the devil's weed. I was told it was. And come to find out, you mean God created that plant too, and it has appropriate uses that can be helpful?
Sure.
Oh my gosh. So, you know, we've been duped on so many levels. It's like, you know, and I don't want to be cocky because every time I think, I got it, then something else comes in and go, I didn't get that. I didn't know that. You know, so I try to be humble in what I know as well, that there's more to learn. But the idea that we could, and by the way, I got to do a shout out real quick, Steve, to our friends at CBDNF. That's Nutritional Frontiers. And if you go to, by the way, in the show notes, you'll see our link to our special guest, Pastor Steve German, and his ministry. In fact, you can click through to Grace Evangelical Church, and it's graceisforyou.org. It'll take you to that ministry. And if you're ever in the Madison, Wisconsin area, they have services, obviously, every Sunday, two services, it looks like, and a Bible study. And I'm sure you'll have a special Christmas Eve type service as well. But again, I just want to acknowledge real quick here our friends at Nutritional Frontiers. As you scroll down, you'll eventually see a link to the full spectrum hemp extract oils. This is cannabidiol CBD. It's not psychoactive in the same way that THC is, for those of you concerned about it. But you have the liquid gels, you have gel caps, you have hemp extracts, you have topical transdermals, you even have gummies. And it's all grown in the United States under organic agricultural practices and exceeding them, third-party validated and verified for cleanliness as well. And in fact, where it's grown in Colorado, they don't even run diesel tractors through there. It's all harvested by hand. That's how they are really committed to purity. So if you're not sure how to get it, you just log in, create an account if you don't have one yet. We'll mention the Robert Scott Bell Show in the drop-down menu. Put your information in, and they'll send you domestic U.S. samples of all these things. Take a picture of them when you get them sent to you. And take a picture of them with you or a loved one or your pets or stuffed animals, whatever. Send it to Super Don. Ask RSB at gmail.com. And he will enter you in to our monthly giveaway where we give away a lot of fun organic hemp CBD extracts. So thank you. Shout out to Nutritional Frontiers. And you get a 15% discount with the code RSB15. All right. Steve, thank you for bearing with me on that message. Just want to say thanks. Christmas, 25th of December. I mean, if you get into some real hardcore, I don't know if it's theology or history, we go, really? Was Jesus born on the 25th of December? I mean, we can get into a lot of stuff like that and go, well, you're practicing this and the Christmas tree. Is it a pagan ritual or is it something that, yeah, right? And as I acknowledge this, I don't overly go bonkers. It's like, oh, how dare you have a Christmas tree? You're not real. It's like there are traditions that are part of the season that are our festival of lights. We got Hanukkah, the festival, all these things that I don't think totally detract from the reason for the season, if you know what I mean. But how do you communicate the deep level teachings and being, you know, honoring those and acknowledging there's a lot of stuff that happens in the season, like going out to shop for gifts. That's all about what Christ said. Go shopping, right? So I just ask that sincerely, just as a perspective on the spirit of the season and the teachings and all of that.
No, that's a great question. It always comes up every year in some form or another. If it doesn't come up, then I force the issue to bring it up to people, even if they don't want to hear it from the pulpit. And to what you're saying, number one, the chances that Christ was born on December 25th are slim to nil. Pretty much not at all.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Scott Bell Show.
And yeah, I may have some details about things that you can do and what to do, but I'm not so pretentious to say what I do, everybody must do, because I know it's right for you too. It's like, no, we're all individuals. We have strengths, weaknesses, needs, and not. And I try to find things that are common for all of us and start there. You know, make those bridges and go, all right, now if a person is spiritually fulfilled where they are, who am I to beat them over the head with any stick to say, no, you're not? It's like, that's between you and God, but if something's not working for you, you might want to consider some of this or this. You know, all of these things that are available to us in all that was created by that which created us all. And so it becomes a very inclusive way to go out and be an example for others, as opposed to say, you know, the kind of things that I heard growing up. You're going to burn in hell because you don't, you know, on and on. It's like, well, that didn't work so well.
Right. Well, you know, what you're acknowledging, even in how you're saying that, is such a stark difference and something that I think that people can see between the Fauciists and the scientismists, believers. I don't say scientists because people who actually seek truth through the scientific method, then great for them. But the people who are so beholden to this, they don't wield their knowledge as if it's something to benefit other people's lives and say, hey, have you considered this in a method of persuasion? It's always in a sense of coercion and force. And that should be a wake-up call to a lot of people in that, hey, there people out here who are presenting and modeling in the way that they live a path that they believe is beneficial to them, a better path, and they're presenting this to me out of love and out of concern for me, and they recognize my own sovereignty, that I am an individual, and they're speaking to that sovereignty in myself, in my own spirit discernment, my own reason, instead of saying, nope, this is the way it's going to be. You have to do it this way because I said so, and I have a degree which supersedes yours, which gives me all the power and authority. So sign your life and your health and all your thinking and your free will away to me. That is no way to live. That's no way to talk to people. That's not modeled at all in the scriptures. In fact, the scriptures give a consistent model of God raising up and using the most humble, the most unassuming, the lowest among people to do great things. And that's a perspective I think that's no more punctuated, again, to tie it back to Christmas, than the God of the universe being made flesh and dwelling among humans. Where? Being born where? In a cave used as a stable. Being laid in a stone feeding trough to two scared teenage parents who had no room in the inn. What a story of humility, of light being brought into the world in the most
humble conditions, yeah,
and inauspicious of circumstances.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that that's just going forward how, you know, how I reach people, how people ought to reach people with whatever it is that they're trying to reach them with, instead of presuming some authority based on just what they have or what they, you know, how much they've achieved in education, but saying, I'm going to model this for this person because I love this person.
Mm-hmm. So, Steve, as we wrap up here, we had a minute or so before we had to take a break and go to bonus round if you want to hang out. Did you have some good models in the, I guess, the preacher teachings, right? To get at 31, to know what you know, to live the way you live. It's very impressive. And I'm not pumping up your ego. You know, I'm just saying that sincerely, heart to heart. Just, you know, when I met you, I love it.
Well, I give a lot of credit. The pastor that I had out in Laramie, Wyoming, that's when I got into ministry. I was a music leader out there. His name's Paul Martin. He really modeled and was one of those guys that I spent enough time with him outside of the church that I saw, this guy is the exact same person in the pulpit as he is at Chili's having lunch with him, as he is watching a football game. I mean, the guy was just who he said he was. That's what you were going to get. And when you heard him talk, that's what it is. I've had lots of people in my life. My parents, you know, were people like that, that I, you know, family members, a lot of people who didn't go to seminary or anything like that, just friends and people in my life that I really highly esteem as people who taught me how to import what they knew about the world and the truth they had within them to every area of life, including now that we see how we handle a planned scaredemic and, you know, all of the things that we're under right now.
Yes. Well, being willing to stand up against tyranny, I think, is obedience to God, in my humble opinion, and we'll continue to do so. Pastor Steve German, your Grace Evangelical Church out there in the Madison, Wisconsin area, we have it linked up, graceisforyou.org. And I look forward to seeing you again. Hopefully I get up to Wisconsin or another event, and I appreciate the spirit with which you flow, my brother. Thank you.
Amen. Likewise.
Thanks to everybody at UK Health Radio for being a part of the show as well and sharing it at robertscottbell.com, where I simply remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.